Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the drilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back, everybody. We are the Grilling Guys on 107.3, coming to you live from Onaway, Michigan.
Dick Vermeil?
Yes.
You told me that last night. Now, when you see Dick Vermeil or you talk to him, you say that my friend David Mad Dog DeMarco was very close with his former employer, and that Susan Toe Spencer, her father owned the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes.
And she lives in Las Vegas. She's an entrepreneur. She's a brilliant woman. And she's the only and the first general manager, female general manager, in the history of the National Football League.
I remember that.
And she is a wonder. She's on my show every Friday.
Really?
Susan Toe Spencer. She's a wonderful young lady. Dick knows her very, very well. They're very good friends.
Well, I'm going to do that because I'm going to be talking to him in another couple weeks. We're getting ready to do his annual fundraiser, and I'll be going out to that celebrity golf outing he does.
That guy was out of football as a head coach for 17 years, and he came back with the St. Louis Rams. Trent Green was his quarterback. He broke his ankle in a summer ball. Kurt Warner emerged out of nowhere, and Mike Martz, they won a Super Bowl. That's an incredible story.
He's full of incredible stories. I met Vince Papale when I was out there last year from the Invincible. I mean, you know, first non-collegiate athlete to ever play in the NFL.
Right.
What a prince of a guy.
Right. I know that name.
Yeah, Vince. He's Vinny. He's a great guy. Everybody out there loves him. I mean, he's a legend. And, of course, he was played in the movie by Mark
Wahlberg.
Wahlberg.
That's right.
Did a great job portraying
him. That's right.
Anyway, so we are at Black Lake, and I think there's a sturgeon that's just been taken.
We have a report that there has been one big one spared.
Wow. So hopefully the DNR is going to bring it by here so we can take a look at that thing and we can post it on our website. We are all about the balance of nature. It's kind of like caveman like to maybe spear an animal, but is it any better to shoot him or to catch him?
The guy
you
got to
kill it if you're going to eat it.
The guy sells car insurance. What's the difference if he's sparing him? You know what I mean?
There's a lot of skill involved in sparing.
There's a lot of skill involved in sparing. It's much like bow hunting.
Right.
The practice is fun, too.
Quite well at.
Well, you wouldn't know it by the last...
I know.
This season. Anyway, I'm going to be better this year. You see this
hat?
Bowtech hat from Mel Bods? This hat is my lucky charm, baby.
It is. I can see it already.
We're going to take a little break. We're at the 211 Bar and Grill in Onaway, Michigan. This is the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.